fake handoff, roll to the right, and then on the right-hand side, open in the corner of the end zone for the Warriors. I think that was Waldvogel. Again, that was on the far side of the field. I'm sorry, I had a hard time catching it. I'm way up high here at Arrowhead. But I believe it was Miles Waldvogel with the grab on the far side. He was surrounded by his teammates immediately after grabbing it. And Finn Christensen will attempt the PAT. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and his kick is blocked. 3:44 to go in the second quarter, but the Warriors are on the board. It's 27-6. Arrowhead with the lead. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at WIValleyFlagFB.com. That's WIValleyFlagFB.com.
Minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first half. 27-6 is the lead for Arrowhead, but the Warriors just off an 80-yard touchdown drive. Here comes the kickoff, angle to the near side, taken at the 2, up to the 5, to the 10, middle of the field to the 15, back to the right to the 20, and then knocked out of bounds as Cooper DePoy coming over and wrapping up the return man, knocking him out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. So now the Warrior D will try to get a stop. And the Warriors get a stop here. Maybe you get the football back late in the first half. But also, even if you hold them and the clock runs down, you do get the football back to start off the third quarter as well. So again, Warriors may be having an opportunity here to try to work their way back into this game. 3:37 to go. First half, 27-6. Arrowhead with the lead. Arrowhead back to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. Again, Chad Holmes from Jim Kreshak broadcast booth. Two receivers left, two to the right. There's the snap, looking to throw. Fire, left-hand side, complete, 25, up to the 30, to the 35, and a little swing pass, and again, that's something that Arrowhead does very often. 11-yard pickup, Ben Pressure with his first catch of the game. 7 of 7 passing, 81 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Nolan Hansen. So it's been very high percentage passes up to this point for Arrowhead. Ball at the 40, at the 35-yard line, first and 10. Receivers left and right. There's the snap. There's a hand. Oh, a bobble, nearly a fumble. And then coming in hard and getting the tackle is Kapitz, Alex Kapitz. But boy, there was a little bit of a mishandled snap and then a very touchy handoff. And Kapitz was there to take advantage of it for the Warriors. So that will be a loss of a couple of yards on the play. Second down and 12 now coming up for Arrowhead. There's the snap. It is a handoff up the middle. Big opening again for Nettles. Just gets outside 45 to the 50. To the Warrior 40. To the Warrior 30. Far sideline and out of bounds near the 25-yard line. Handoff to Nettles, and he found a lot of room and then got it to the outside and able to pick up more than 35 yards on the play. Yard pickup in his first down for the Warhawks at the Wausau West 25-yard line. Again, this is a big series right now for Wausau West. Need to try to get out of this half still down by no more than 20. Hansen takes the snap, looking to throw. Has time. He'll fire it over the middle. He has his man complete the 10. To the 5 and falling forward. ball is knocked loose. Is it a touchdown? It's a touchdown. Grabbing it, leaning in for the goal line, breaking the plane, and then losing the football was tight end Trey Euler. And it'll be a 25-yard connection and a touchdown for Arrowhead. So a couple of big plays back-to-back. Get the touchdown right back for Arrowhead. Extra point coming up again for DeVore. Boy, a very quick response that time by the Arrowhead offense. Hold is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. DeVore's kick is good. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the first half. 34-6 Arrowhead with the lead. We'll have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Well, the Warrior offense does have 2 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in the first half to try and get back into this one. Here comes the kickoff. High end over end kick. It'll be to the goal line again. Boy, big foot. And again, I said, Evan Wozniak, who does the kickoff for Arrowhead, he is a big young man. 6 feet, 200 pounds, a very solid 200 pounds. He's also a defensive back. But he also has a big right leg, and he's put it into the end zone almost every time here in the first half, all but once. And the Warriors will begin first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. See if the Warriors can back up that 80-yard touchdown drive they had the last time they had it. Warriors have two timeouts remaining, so they still have a couple of ways to stop the clock. 34-6. Again, this Arrowhead offense has been very, very good, especially their quarterback, Nolan Hansen. He has hit all 8 of his passes for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns. Football in the center of the field. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Gravine looking to throw, setting up the middle screen. Has DePoit. DePoit outside 25 to the 30. DePoit to the 35. DePoit drags the tackler to the 40 and brought down there. So Cooper DePoit on the screen pass to the right-hand side, set up nicely by the Warriors. They left the defensive front in. Lobbing it over the front was Joe Gravine, and he's able to get the point for a 22-yard gain. They'll mark it to the 42-yard line. First grab for Cooper DePoit. Warriors right back to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. There's the snap. Gravine. Pass quickly right-hand side. Miscommunication as Finn Christensen was still running, and the ball was about 4 yards behind him. I think that Gravine thought that Finn was going to stop about 5 yards downfield on the far sideline, but he did not, and the ball ends up going into the Wausau West bench incomplete. So with 2:10 to go, second down and 10 for the Warriors at the 42-yard line. Three receivers on the left-hand side. There's the snap. Looking to throw is Joe Gravine. Gravine, and now he's rushed. Now he's flushed to the right. He's going to pull it down. 40, outside 45, to the 50, and runs out of bounds in Arrowhead territory at the 48-yard line. It is a 10-yard quarterback scamper to the right-hand side for Joe Gravine, and the Warriors have it back in Arrowhead territory. So first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors also stop the clock with Gravine going out of bounds. West still has those two timeouts with 2:01 on the clock. Two receivers off to the right-hand side, one to the left. That is Finn Christensen to the left. Asa Richard and Finn Richard off to the right. Looking to throw is Gravine. Now rolls to the right. Still looking. Fires it downfield, and it's incomplete. Good job by Gravine. He realized he ran out of time, threw it out of bounds. Lived to try another down. Second down and 10 for the Warriors at the 48-yard line in Arrowhead territory. Coming up at halftime, we'll look at the stats of this one. Also try to get some other scores from the playoffs around Central Wisconsin as well. Ball on the right-hand hash. There's the snap. Gravine looking to throw. Gravine, still he's in trouble, and he'll go down back at his own 44-yard line. Good coverage downfield. And that will be a loss of 8 on the play. Clock will stop with 1:46 to go in the first half, and a timeout will be called. Timeout is called by Arrowhead. So Arrowhead trying to save a little bit of time. They will call the timeout. So 1:46 to go in the first half. 34-6 Arrowhead with the lead. That is the first quarterback sack of the evening for Arrowhead. Warriors will have a third down and 18 yards to go. They will need to get to the Arrowhead 38-yard line for a first down. Winner of this game will play the winner of the game between number 5-seeded DC Everest and number 4-seeded Brookfield East in level 2 next week. That game, Everest and Brookfield East, being played on the home field of Brookfield East. The other games in this part of the bracket has number 3 Kimberly against number 6 Fond du Lac. Number 7 Milwaukee Marquette is at number 2 Hamilton as well. So pretty solid group of teams in this bracket. Warriors will head back to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 18 yards to go at their own 44-yard line. Three receivers on the left-hand side for Wausau West. So a trip look here for West. Cooper DePoit will line up to the right of his quarterback, Joel Gravine. Gravine looking to throw. Gravine gets rushed again. He's in trouble, and he's brought down back at the 36-yard line. So a quarterback sack, a loss of 8 more yards, and a timeout will be called again by Arrowhead. Their final timeout. Well, a promising drive went backwards for the Warriors on the last couple of plays. It'll be a punt situation as Kennedy Yang will come out and punt it for the Warriors. The down and distance situation came back to hurt Wausau West. Once they had that second and 10, the miscommunication on the throw on first down, it put the Warriors behind the sticks. And when you have a defensive front, a very strong defensive front like Arrowhead has, very difficult to throw the football, give the protection for Joel Gravine. Very calm evening here in Heartland Arrowhead High School. Chilly day, chilly night, but still good football night. See on the other side of the field, the number of Wausau West fans have made the trek about 2 hours and 45 minutes from Wausau West High School. Right now, clear skies here in Heartland. 40 degrees is the temperature. So really a terrific night for football. If it was windy, it'd be one thing, but it's not windy. A very calm evening here at Heartland. So now Kennedy Yang will set up at his own 24-yard line to punt it away for Wausau West. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. It's blocked. It'll be picked up, and it'll be run in for a touchdown. Locking it and then picking it up was Brendan Foley. Takes it back 19 yards, and that will be a touchdown for Arrowhead. Foley broke in and almost took it off the foot of Kennedy Yang, and then he followed it up in a nice little big hop as he got to it. He was able to grab it in stride and take it into the end zone for the score. Brendan Foley, outstanding linebacker, senior linebacker, one of the best defenders that Arrowhead has ever had, according to their coaches. And that time he did it on special teams. Extra point attempt. Again, DeBoer. Kick is up, and the kick is good. A minute 33 to go in the first half. 41-6 is the lead for Arrowhead. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
A minute 33 to go in the first half, 41-6, Arrowhead with the lead. Arrowhead showing why they're a number one seed. They've done it offensively, defensively, now on special teams as well, with that 19-yard punt return touchdown for Brendan Foley. So another kickoff coming up. Again, it will be Evan Wozniak kicking it away for the Warhawks. Three back deep. Have not had a lot of opportunities. You got in the middle for the Warriors, returning the kick. Luke Sari, then he's flanked on the left and the right by Aiden Tao and also Marcus Heise. But this big foot from Evan Wozniak has taken away the opportunities. There's another big line drive kick, and again, it'll fly about 4 yards deep into the end zone for the touchback. So with 1:33 to go, Chad Holmes again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Clover Belt Credit Union, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. So the Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. Wausau West does have one timeout remaining. Joe Gravine in the spread. It will be a handoff. Cooper to Poit. To Poit trying to turn it upfield, but nowhere to go on the right-hand side, and he is brought down after a gain of one.
Hanson on the tackle. Compute on the carry. No gain.
Second down and 9 yards to go. Warriors not going to rush it at this point. Clock is moving. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Coming into the game tonight, you knew the Warriors could not afford big plays, big mistakes. And they had a couple of turnovers, two turnovers on the first 4 plays from scrimmage, and now a block punt touchdown as well. Those are tough to overcome against very good teams. Tatum Mua, stretch sweep left-hand side, turns it upfield, 25 to the 30. Mua, he tripped up beyond the 35 and falls forward to about the 37-yard line. Tatum Mua with a good run on the jet sweep to the left-hand side. They will mark him down at the 36. So a 15-yard gain on the play. Three carries, 26 yards for Tatum Mua. Clock continues to run. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers on the right-hand side, one on the left. Lone receiver on the near side is Finn Richard. Spread look again. Joe Gravine. Motion to the left by Tatum Mua. Handoff, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel makes one man miss, falls forward to the 39 on what will be the final play of the first half. Teams will head to the locker room with Arrowhead leading Wausau West by a score of 41-6. We will come back, look at the stats, look at the scoring, look at the scoreboard as well on this first night of 11-player playoff football. So again, 41-6, Wausau West trailing Arrowhead. This is Wausau West playoff football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Cloverbelt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Cloverbelt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm. Also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And Chad Holmes back again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Taraska Stadium at Arrowhead High School, Heartland, Wisconsin. It is halftime of this Division I Level 1 playoff as the Heartland Arrowhead Warhawks, the number one seed in this bracket, lead the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 41-6. Let's take a look at the stats of the first half. First of all, for the Wausau West Warriors, 14 carries for 39 yards in the first half for Cooper DePoint. 3 carries for 26 yards for Taden Mua. Miles Walvogel had four carries for 16 yards. 4 attempts for 7 yards for Joel Gravine. Passing, Joel Gravine was 4 out of 8 for 44 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Also, Jackson Riley was 1 of 1 for 3 yards. 3 catches, 21 yards for Shea Jones. 1 catch for 22 yards for Cooper DePoint. 1 catch for 4 yards and a touchdown for Miles Waldvogel. 88 yards on the ground, 47 through the air. 135 yards of total offense for Wausau West. For Arrowhead in the first half, 2 backup running backs doing very well. Their starting running back, Jacob Seiner, he has rushed for nearly 1,000 yards this season, but he was banged up, he was injured, and he was unavailable to start here tonight. So they went with Devin Nettles as a starter, and also we saw a lot of Jabari Craig. And both Nettles and Craig have done very well in the first half for Arrowhead. Devin Nettles, 9 carries for 81 yards. Jabari Craig had 6 carries for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nolan Hansen, the quarterback, added 1 carry for 15 yards. Hansen passing the ball was flawless. He was 8 of 8 passing for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns. 2 catches, 28 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Ryan Hyman. Logan Crowley had 2 catches for 36 yards. Brody Kugler had 2 catches for 12 yards. Ben Pressure had 1 catch for 11 yards. And Trey Euler had 1 catch for 25 yards, which was a touchdown as well for Arrowhead. Arrowhead had 157 yards on the ground, 106 through the air. And they also had 263 yards of total offense in the first half of play. Looking at the scoring, Arrowhead got on the board first. They had the football first. They started on their own 12-yard line. They had an 8-play, 88-yard drive. It ended with a 20-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Hansen to Ryan Hyman with 8:15 to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0. Arrowhead with the lead. Then the Warriors, on their first play, they got 9.5 yards on a run in the Wildcats. Yeah, nice run to begin things with Miles Walvogel. So on second and very short, the Warriors tried to pass. And Joel Gravine had come back into the game at quarterback. And as he was about to throw, he got hit. It took a bit off the ball. It was intercepted by Ethan Curley. And Arrowhead was able to take advantage of that. And a short field, an 8-yard touchdown pass again from Nolan Hansen to Ryan Hyman. And with 6:14 to go in the first quarter, the extra point, the 2-point conversion was no good. And it was 13-0, Arrowhead with the lead. Then the Warriors, on the second play of their next series, the ball was stripped away from Cooper DePoint. It was recovered by Arrowhead at the Wausau West 13. And then on the very next play, it was a 13-yard touchdown run by Jabari Craig. Extra point was good. And with 5:12 to go in the first quarter, it was 20-0, Arrowhead with the lead. Then Arrowhead with 9:48 to go in the second quarter, a 6-yard touchdown run by Jabari Craig. Again, the extra point was good. It was 27-0, Arrowhead. But then late in the second quarter, the Warriors, a very good drive. An 80-yard touchdown drive took a lot of time off the clock. And with 3:44 to go in the second quarter, on fourth down and goal, a play-action pass, a 4-yard touchdown pass from Joel Gravine to Miles Walvogel. Extra point was blocked, but the Warriors were on the board. And with 3:44 to go in the second, it was 27-6. But the last 3:44 did not go well for West. Arrowhead got a couple of big plays. First up, it was a long run. A 37-yard run by Devin Nettles to take them to the Warrior 25. And that would be followed by a 25-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Hansen to Trey Euler. And with 2:29 to go in the second quarter, it was 34-6 Arrowhead. And then Arrowhead was able to get a stop. The Warriors were forced to punt it away with about a minute 40 to go in the half. Coming in and getting the block was Brendan Foley. And then he was able to pick it up at the 19, rush it in the rest of the way for the touchdown. 1:33 to go in the second quarter. That made it 41-6 Arrowhead, and that is the score at the end of the first half. So, again, a rough first half for the Warriors. They turned the ball over, and then the special teams block and touchdown really have put the Warriors into a very deep hole in this game. We will take another timeout and come back, get you set for the second half. We'll take a look at some of the other scores going on around high school football. It is halftime here from Arrowhead and our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Arrowhead 41, Wausau West 6. This is Warrior Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Again from Taraska Stadium at Arrowhead High School, our Jim Cree, our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. 41-6 is the lead for Arrowhead as we get set to start off the second quarter. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors will get the football first to begin play in the third quarter. So the Warriors, I think right now, obviously, it's a situation where you've just come out and try to, you know, move the football, make good plays, have good series, and at the very least try to finish off this 2025 campaign with your best foot forward. And again, especially for those seniors who are in all likelihood getting their last opportunity here to put on the gold helmet with the gold Warrior, actually the blue helmet, the gold Warrior head on it. And with a 35-point game, it'll be a running clock. So, again, that makes it tougher to try to make a comeback with the running clock. So it's you're limited right now if you're Wausau West. But the Warriors will get the football first. Here comes the kickoff. It's a low-line drive. It'll bounce and go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Warriors will get the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Warriors had 88 yards on the ground, 47 yards through the air in the first half. Cooper DePoit had 14 carries for 39 yards to lead the way. Joe Gravine was 4 of 8 passing, 44 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. 5-4 record for Wausau West. Arrowhead 8-1. Their only loss came in week 5 to Muskego. And that was a 21-17 game, but they had a couple of very tight games late in the season. They had a 3-point game in week 7 and a 1-point game against Hamilton here 2 weeks ago in week 8. Joe Gravine has his team to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation for West. Receiver lined up on the left-hand side. Motion, that is Miles Wahlvogel. It's a handoff to Miles. Left-hand side, 20 to the 25. And Wahlvogel falls forward to about the 26-yard line. Fifth carry for 22 yards for Miles Wahlvogel. A good first down pickup. Second down and 4 yards to go for West. Been a really good junior campaign for Miles Wahlvogel. Said it in the first half. He's done it on offense. He's done it on defense. And he's done it on special teams this season. Finn Richard off to the right-hand side for the Warriors. Two receivers off to the left. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff. Looking to throw his Gravine. He has rushed again, and he's brought down. Very quick rush. Nothing Joe could do. And he's brought down back at the 19-yard line. A 7-yard loss. Third quarterback sack of the game for Arrowhead. And now the Warriors face another third down and long situation. Third down and about 11 yards to go. Boy, this defensive front. And it's a very interesting defense in terms of what they do, because they do things a little differently. They have the basic three-man front, but then they almost always bring additional pass rushers, but from different areas. And that makes it more difficult for the offensive line to know exactly where some of these rushers are coming from. But now third down and 11 for Wausau West. Gravine looking to throw. Here comes the rush again, and he'll be brought down again back at the 12-yard line. Boy, oh boy. Coming in is Tanner Shumless, senior linebacker, big kid, 6'3", 220, and a terrific athlete. And a loss back to the 12, another loss of 7. And now the fourth quarterback sack for Arrowhead.
The result of the play, the 12-yard line. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct against the white team.
And then after the play, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Wausau West. So that means that will cost the Warriors half the distance to the goal line. He'll be marked back to the 6. Fourth down and 24 for the Warriors, and Kennedy Yang not in an enviable spot. He's about 7 yards deep in the end zone to receive this snap. His last punt was blocked, but it does not look like a block is on this time for Arrowhead, but it's a very short punt, angled to the near side off the side of the foot, and it'll be out of bounds at about the, well, we gotta wait and see. Still waiting. Walking up the sideline is the linesman. He finally stops at about the 24-yard line. An 18-yard punt for the Warriors, and that means outstanding field position here for Arrowhead. First and 10 from the Wausau West. Actually, they'll mark it at the 23-yard line. So first and 10 from the 23. Under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. 41-6 Arrowhead with the lead. So now the Arrowhead offense back out on the field. Receivers, two to the left, one to the right. There's the snap. Hansen will give it off on the right-hand side inside the 20, pushing forward to close to the 15. That is Xander Rahebi. Xander Rahebi getting his first carry of the night. He will pick up about 8 yards on that play, marked right at the 15-yard line. Very deep running back crew here for Arrowhead. And it looks like we have a Warrior who is shaken up. Not on the turf, but shaken up is one of the Wausau West players trying to see who it is. Oh, actually, there is a Warrior on the field. I was looking at another Wausau West player who looked to be a little shaken, but there is an injured Wausau West player down at about the 17-yard line. Cannot see exactly who it is at this point. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll let you know who the injured Warrior is and come right back. 8:21 to go in the third. 41-6, Arrowhead leads Wausau West. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Playoff Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Tegan Rasmus was able to get up and go off the field under his own power. So now second down and 2 for Arrowhead at the Wausau West 15. Nolan Hansen in the spread takes the snap. It is a handoff. Again, Rahebi, he'll cut back and get the first down inside the 12, close to the 10-yard line. So Xander Rahibi with his second straight run, and they will mark it at the 10. So that's a pickup of 5, and it'll be first down and goal to go. The field position has been outstanding for Arrowhead. That's been another factor in this game. They've had short fields to deal with, and they've been able to take advantage. Those turnovers in the first half gave them the ball deep in Wausau West territory as they built up that early lead. Rahibi will take the handoff out the middle. A little hesitation, a little stutter step, and now plows forward inside the 5 to about the 4, maybe the 3. So straight up the middle with Xander Rahibi. 3 carries in a row for 19 yards. He is a 5'9", 185-pound senior running back. It'll be second down and goal from the Warrior 4. Really terrific facility here at Arrowhead High School. I've never been so far away from the game, and actually that's a bit of a double-edged sword. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to actually see some of the players, especially when they get to the far side of the field, especially with these eyes that are getting a little bit older. But still, it's a terrific field, great facilities for football here. And now we got a whistle and a timeout called, I think, by Arrowhead. Clock will stop with 6:28 to go in the third quarter. Timeout, Warhawks, 41-6, Arrowhead lead the Warriors. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
6:28 to go in the third quarter. Arrowhead 41, Wausau West 6. He'll be second down and goal to go for Arrowhead at the Wausau West 4-yard line. Be a pistol formation. Nolan Hansen, the quarterback. Again, he has been perfect throwing tonight. 8 of 8, 106 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think that's a passer rating. It's probably perfect. Right up the middle. Big opening for Xander Rahibi, and he goes into the end zone untouched from 6 yards out to make it 47-6. Well, for that senior, it's a very nice series. As I said earlier, the leading rusher for Arrowhead this year, Jacob Steiner, 977 yards on the ground coming in. He is unavailable due to injury tonight. But you see the depth that Arrowhead does have with the running backs. First it was Nettles, then Craig, and now Xander Rahibi. All have performed very well. And now we got an extra point coming up. Cam DeBoer, senior kicker. He'll pop it through. And with 5:53 to go in the third, it is 48-6. Arrowhead with the lead. Kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. 48-6, Arrowhead with the lead over the Warriors. Arrowhead will kick it off. Warriors going from left to right in front of me here in the third quarter of play. Again, kicking it off will be Evan Wozniak. Only one of his kickoffs has been returned so far tonight. The others have all gone into the end zone for a touchback. Waiting for the whistle. Here comes the approach and the kickoff. High end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the goal line, and that is just enough for another touchback. So once again, the Warriors begin first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Warrior offense. Matt Johnson gathering his offense around him. He'll give the play, and then they'll all head out to the line of scrimmage. And as we go through this second half, talk a little bit about some of these seniors who are playing their final game for Wausau West. Want to honor all of them who have done so much hard work for this program, for the school, tried to represent the school to the best of their abilities, both on and off the field. And again, they deserve some great recognition for the work that they put in. Joe Gervine takes the snap. It is a jet sweep, left-hand side, Tayden Mua. Turns it up 20, Tayden to the 25. Mua breaks a tackle to the 30 and knocked out of bounds near the 32-yard line. So a jet sweep to the left-hand side for Tayden Mua. He has a solid game here running the football. That will be a pickup of 11 yards. I'll mark him out at the 31. So 37 yards on the ground for Mua on four carries so far tonight. Some of the seniors for Wausau West, Kennedy Yang. We've seen him really do a solid job punting the football late in the season. He took over about midway through in the Stevens Point game, and he's punted the rest of the way. He's also performed on offense as well this season. There's the snap. Looking to throw his Gravine. He'll pop it over the middle. He's got his man, but getting turned around was Finn Richard. Finn was looking over one shoulder, then he over realized, oh, the ball's over the other shoulder. He did a complete little turn with his body, but could not make the adjustment, and the ball was a little bit over the top and incomplete. He was open at about the midfield stripe, had a couple of strides on the defender, but the timing just a little bit off, incomplete. Joe Gravine, the quarterback, is another of the seniors for Wausau West, a multi-sport athlete for Wausau West. And so he's got plenty of work still to do during the winter and the spring sports season, but his football career has been a solid one as well. Handoff with it is Cooper DePoit. He'll plow ahead to about the 33-yard line for a gain of two. 41 yards on 15 carries so far tonight for Cooper DePoit. He is one of those seniors as well, and he just couldn't stay away. Of course, he's such a fine hockey player. He has so much so opportunity on the ice, even during the off season of high school. He goes off to Minneapolis and other places to play hockey on the weekends, but he just needed to come back, and he's been such a great addition the last half of the season for Wausau West. Third down and eight here for the Warriors at their own 33. Gravine flips it left-hand side, has his man complete. Trying to work his way up is Finn Christensen, but he's wrapped up and brought down at the 39, about 2 yards short of the first down. A six-yard connection from Gravine to Finn Christensen. Second grab of the season for Finn. And now fourth down and two, and I think the Warriors will be going for it. Yes, they will. So West will go for it at their own 39-yard line, fourth down and two. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 48-6 lead for Arrowhead. Under center is Gravine, offset eye, handoff to the deep man, up the middle, and pushing and getting the first down beyond the 40 to the 42-yard line. I think that was Miles Waldvogel taking it from the tailback position. Yep, that is Miles, right up the gut with some hard running. He's took a shot, and he's sort of holding that right arm to the side, but he's going to stay in the game. It was a 3 yard gain, and the sticks are moved. Another of the outstanding seniors for West, Shea Jones. What a terrific season he has had catching the ball at the tight end position. 9 touchdown passes in 10 games so far this year. There's the snap. It is another sweep to the right-hand side. Waldvogel, 40, 45 to the 50. Waldvogel to the 45. Waldvogel breaks a tackle to the 40 and finally brought down near the Arrowhead 38-yard line. 19-yard run for Miles Waldvogel. 7 carries. 44 yards for Wausau West Jr., Miles Waldvogel. And the sticks are moved again. Ball marked at the 39-yard line. First and 10 for Wausau West. So the Warriors, football in the center of the field, back to the line of scrimmage. Empty backfield for Joe Gravine. Motion by Miles Waldvogel. Inside handoff, Cooper to point, breaks the tackle 40. Cooper turns it up to the 37, keeps fighting inside the 35. He just does not go down on the first hit. 4 yard pickup on the play for Cooper to point. Again, he is earning his yardage here tonight. Only 45, but he has gotten the maximum. And that's, again, one of the signs you want from a running back. Do you maximize each run? And that's something that Cooper DePoit does for Wausau West. Second down and six from the Arrowhead 35. Ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers left, one to the right. Looking to throw. There's a screen pass. Left-hand side. Taken there by Asa Richard. He will go outside and be pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Short pass to Asa Richard on the screen. He is able to pick up 4 yards, and that will leave West about 2 yards short of the first down. First grab of the evening for Asa Richard. Six of 11 passing, 54 yards, a touchdown and an interception for Joe Gravine tonight. Five different Warriors have caught passes so far. Third down and two, ball on the left-hand hash. There's the snap, handoff. Cooper DePoit has the first down, 30, to the 25, breaks the tackle, 20. Now drags the tackler to the 15, and he took a big shot at the end of that play at the 16-yard line. A 15-yard gain, but that was a big shot at the end. And Cooper DePoit's a little slow to get up. Boy, he was dragging a tackler, and he was left kind of open as coming in was one of the defensive backs just to lay him out. But Cooper is back to his feet, and it looks like he is okay. Another good run by DePoit on what is the final play of the third quarter. And it was a personal foul. And that was, it was an unnecessary hit, especially in this situation. You don't want to be... Hear somebody down below me. It's football. No, it's football, but you still don't have to take a shot up high like that. And a runner that was in a really awkward position. So I think that's a good call. A personal foul at the end of the third quarter, and the Warriors will be in the red zone when we start off the fourth. 48-6. Arrowhead leads Wausau West. We'll have the fourth quarter coming up next. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the fourth quarter, Division 1, Level 1 playoff tonight from Heartland, Wisconsin, home of Arrowhead High School, and the number one seed, Arrowhead Warhawks, lead the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 48-6. But the Warriors are on the move. They will have the football, a first down and goal to go at the 8-yard line. It was a 15-yard run by Cooper DePoit, and then he added a 8-yard, half the distance to the goal line personal foul penalty. So that puts the Warriors inside the 10. Warriors will come to the line of scrimmage. Football on the left-hand hash. Two receivers bunched on the left-hand side. Wald Vogel in the backfield along with Joe Gravine. Play action. Looking to throw with Gravine. Fires it to the near side. He's got his man. Complete for a touchdown. And there's touchdown number 10 of the season for Shea Jones. Nice to see him get to double digits in touchdowns here in the playoff game. So 10 games, 10 touchdowns for Jones. And the Warriors score to make it 48-12. Nice design play. A play action, a fake handoff to Miles Wallvogel, rolling slightly to the right and then turning and firing to the near side. The left-hand side was Gravine, and open just inside the end zone was Shea Jones. Four catches, 29 yards, and the touchdown now for Shea. And the Warriors will go for a two-point conversion. Good drive there for Wausau West. And again, the result tonight will not be what the Warriors wanted, but want to keep playing hard and do good things right down to the final gun. So now the two-point conversion attempt. Motion to the right by Waldvogel. It's a handoff. Miles Waldvogel now looking to throw. He is rushed. He gets away from the rush. Now it goes to the near side. Now he gets a good block. Turns the corner. Fires into the end zone, and it's incomplete. And there's a flag down as well, and I think the block was a high block, maybe a shot to the head. So it would be a personal foul on the Warriors, but the extra point was no good nevertheless. Let's get the official call on this one.
The try for point is no good. It was a blindside block against the offense. That penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
So a blindside block, personal foul, penalty on the Warriors. That will be a 15-yard mark off before the kickoff. So with 11:54 to go in the game, 48-12, Arrowhead leads West. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Clover Belt Credit Union since 1936.